John, are you saying, and I mean, we have to really be quite kind of pedantic and pin this down, that with the powers that have, well, not officially yet, but with the powers that Holyrood can expect to gain within the Scotland Bill, and we've heard from many people this morning they're dissatisfied with them, do they have the potential to create a situation whereby they can raise more money to spend in Scotland?
Yes, they have the potential to raise more money in Scotland. It also comes, however, with the risk that even if the rates of taxation in Scotland remain the same as they are in England, that Scotland could end up being worse off than it is at the moment. That depends on the buoyancy of the tax base. And equally, of course, increasing rates of taxation doesn't necessarily result in increased revenue. For example, if a future Scottish government were to decide to increase the top rate of tax from 45p to 50p, then it will be facing the potential risk that those who are liable to that tax decide to move south of the border. But the point is that Scotland will now have responsibility for making some of these decisions. It will, to some degree, have to live off the buoyancy of its own tax base. And to that extent, at least, we will have a devolved government that is, at least to a degree, at least, more accountable and responsible for the financial decisions that it makes.
Okay.